Hello! You're listening to The Dungeon Boys, a group of friends telling a story Dungeons and Dragon style. I'm going to murder you, Fox, for mimicking what I'm saying.
It is recording. I can see it.
Oh, good, good, good. This podcast is 1000% for mature folks and adults, because we say immature and shit like shit all the time. Content warnings are in the episode description. And with that, I'll go ahead and introduce the boys.
Boys in the house.
Boys, your prompt today, boys, is if someone were to eavesdrop on your character, what are they most likely muttering to themselves?
Hi, my name is Molly B, and I play Emberly. I'm a spicy little fire druid fairy who makes questionable choices about entering other creatures' orifices. If somebody were to eavesdrop on my character, then they would probably just hear her singing, "Bana, bana, na, na, bana, na, 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 I'm a fire."
Oh, that was some anime ass shit right there.
Hi, my name is Fox. I'm playing the Haragon Blizzard, Wizardin, who, you know, he's a smart boy. He's up there, and then there's me who's like not.
at least you're not typecasting yourself, bud.
No, I know.
Why'd you look at me just then?
If he was muttering to himself, well, right now, he'd be like, "Push the button, you motherfucker."
Heads up, friends and fiends. Technology is sometimes our worst enemy, and this is the second time we're doing this intro.
He's got Groundhog's Day syndrome going on right now. He's like, "We've already done this."
Hi there, I'm the Jen. I am playing Squish on Stardust Echoes, our friendly neighborhood space hippo. If someone were to be eavesdropping, they would probably hear what sounds like the rustling of like textbooks while Squish is constantly repeating, you know, like parts of the body and how the bones go. So like your phalanges, your tarsals, your metatarsals, and and then you'll hear like little like squeaks, squeaks, squeaks. And then you'll hear Squish saying, "No, I know I messed that up." And then like as she's like flipping a page, you hear like, "Ouch." And it's just like, "Oh, it's a paper cut. You fix it, please. I don't want to do it. I know I can do it. I don't want to do it. You do it, please."
Crazy girl.
You talking about yourself again?
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Sam, and I play a character named Garbage, who is a halfling rogue. Yeah, I chose that. And if someone were to eavesdrop on Garbage, they'd most likely hear him probably quoting stuff from a self-help book, like, "You are a strong, independent man who is worthy of love. You can be the change you wish to seek." Yeah.
With great power comes great responsibility.
We're gonna get sued.
Yeah, because we really are.
He said Garbage, not Gold, Ben.
That's true.
Spoilers, Sam gets shot at the end of the episode.
Yeah. What the fuck? That's okay, we'll avenge you by becoming undercover.
That was the last episode.
I get shot or the character Garbage gets shot.
Sam.
Por que los dos?
Por que no dos?
Hostile recording conditions right here.
Hey y'all, my name is Arland. I play Valen, your winged tiefling Sorlock, and a resident sad boy. If anyone were to eavesdrop on Balin, it would be him just repeating to himself, "You're doing it for them," and he would start naming off his old former team members. "You're doing it for Pants, you're doing it for Temple, you're doing it for Torash, you're doing it for Six." And there might be a slight pause when he says, "You're doing it for Grayson."
What a dick. Don't worry, Anthony will never listen to this. Oh, start drama. Go to the Dungeon Boys Discord and tell us, do you hate Grace or not? No, I'm just kidding. We're focusing on the current team here.
Yeah. Let's just do a popularity poll. Let's just put it out there.
Yeah.
On a scale of Grayson to pants, how do you feel about this podcast?
Oh my God. I've already said multiple times that Grayson is one of my favorite characters I've ever played with, so get out of here. And my name is Justine. I will be your dungeon master or dungeon daddy for this campaign. And God damn it, Fox. If someone heard me personally being eavesdropping, it'd be God damn it, Fox, over and over again as I edit this podcast.
You invited me here.
I know.
We wouldn't have it any other way.
I'm very happy about that choice. Okay. And with that, the Dungeon Boys proudly present Stardust Echoes. Last episode, the team once again is making their way through the vaults of Nautical. They came across two strange alien humanoids, very tall in structure, who had riddles upon their lips. One could only tell the truth, while the other lies. After much debate and debacle, they seemed to figure out which was which, and what way would lead forward, and what way would lead to their doom. There were some interesting stones that these creatures possessed that they used to look deeper into the party's minds. Garbage, being a rogue, a very chaotic rogue, decided he wanted one of those stones and tried to steal it. One of these creatures grabbed Garbage, and Emberly decided to turn tiny and go up the other one's nostril. And now they have to deal with the consequences to those actions. So you're deep underground, the heat of these lava pools kind of crushing you and making you sweat and feel the tension that you already have kind of elevating from these two giants now turning on you. Emberly just shot up the nose of this one that wears a jester-like hat, his giant blue frame wobbling as he and holds his face. I need you all to roll initiative.
It's a 15 for Emberly.
17 for Squeak.
It's a 21 for Squish.
Woohoo! That's a 14 for Valen.
Garbage rolled a 7.
Wait, I'm missing someone. No, there's 5 of you. I'm not missing anyone. Okay. Okay, -1 in initiative. Oh, hey, what happens when you get a natural 1 minus 1?
A 0.
Oh, you just died.
Yeah. You woke up a little hungover.
The pain of existence.
You had a migraine that day.
You just screamed, pain is existence.
Could you imagine if your health points you had to roll each time you went into combat? All right, guys, roll your 8d10. See how many health points you have for this fight.
Okay. Hackles are raised, wings flared, as you step into this battle that Emberly forced you all to be in. No pressure. And Squish, you're up first with Squeak on deck.
No regrets.
No regrets.
Okay, Squish, it's just going to be like, God damn it. God damn it. And she's going to like step across this hallway, and she's going to be pulling out one of her little revolvers, and it's going to shoot off, but it's going to be a third level magic missiles from her wand of missiles. It's flavored as like a pistola.
Ooh.
So we are going to roll.
Are we hitting the one with the hat that has Emberly in its skull, Emberly. Or the other one?
Yeah, the one that's screaming.
Yeah, she's shooting Emberly.
Yeah, she's aiming directly for the cavity, which Emberly exists.
Trying to get right in the nose hole.
So 5d6 plus 5.
Right, it's noggin.
All right, so that is going to go off for 30 points of damage hat guy.
Holy God.
Not sure if Squish is just trying to like blow a cavity at the top of the head for Emberly to fly out of, but there we go. And then bonus action. Emberly, get out of there. Don't attack. Just get out. Just get out. Just get out. And that's going to be sanctuary for Emberly. I do not have to see her. It has to be within range.
Fantastic. Okay. Anything else for Squeesh?
That is Squish's turn.
Squeak, you're up with Emberly on deck.
Okay, I'm going to run up. And I want to try to push him, or at least one of his legs, into the lava pool.
Okay. Contested strength check.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Doesn't matter what you rolled, because I got a natural one.
Woo! Fuck yeah!
Well, Squeak rolled a 22.
You want me to flavor, or you?
I mean, you can flavor how this small little bunny took your giant man and, like, pushed his leg into lava.
Yeah, it's almost like Sonic the Hedgehog. You, like, zzz, and, like, just bam into this leg, and the knee joint goes out.
Fuck, that hurts.
Crashes down, lava splashing up onto his side, burning his ribs and his foot. And, Emberly, you feel a little jerk from inside this cavity of where you're in. Squeak, anything else for you?
Does that count as, like, a shove action?
Yeah.
So can I still attack? Is part of my second attack, or is that, how's that work?
You could do another unarmed strike if you want.
Yeah, I'll push his other leg into the lava.
Oh, we're getting both legs in. Okay, strength contested roll. Well, I got much better that time.
23 for Squeak.
Ooh, I got a 20. You win.
This one too, and pushes it in.
Yeah, and he's already off balance and kind of slips in now up to his knees. Screaming. You almost feel like his vocal cords are ripping out as the lava, like, basks up to his kneecaps. Anything else for you, Squeak?
No. Yeah, no, I'll hop back over to be on the edge of the lava pool.
Cool, so you're right next to him.
So just to confirm, these guys actually never did anything to us besides just talk to us before Emberly went up its nose, right?
They lied to us. They were liars.
Okay.
Well, Garbage tried to steal this.
Got squished. Got, like, manhandled.
Got caught.
Yeah, but they just picked him up. They didn't necessarily, like, rip him apart or should have hurt him. Yeah. And then Emberly was like, fuck you, I want that stone.
So we're the problem.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't say that. She didn't say it. She didn't think it, though.
Well, they mind-probed us. It's kind of their fault.
Emberly, you're up with Valen on deck.
Ooh. Emberly doesn't like her thoughts being stolen, or her truths, I guess.
She has thoughts. She is a thought.
Emberly would probably attack this guy's brain because she's in there. But before we go down that route, just do I notice anything getting a little spicier in here? Maybe.
You probably feel, like, the constricting of tendons and nerves because, like, the stress level, but I don't think you can identify or anything. You might have heard a splash, but besides that, I don't think anything else.
Might be going down with a ship. Let's see.
I will go down with this ship.
Hey, guys, what was that?
You all here.
Did I hear what it was?
Yeah, you're small.
With my bunny ears? And I'm right there.
Perception with advantage to see if you heard Emberly.
Squeak rolled a 24.
You absolutely hear this tiny voice go,
hey guys, what was that?
You're in lava, and the body's in lava. It's confusing.
Oh, okay. She's going to fly out of his nostril then.
That's about 10 feet movement to get out of the brain cavity through the nostril at your size.
Somebody get the stone! She's going to go fly into this guy's nostril.
Oh, no, you're going to go into right into the other guy's. Okay. He just, as it goes up.
Somebody get the stone, but not me. I've got places to be.
Snot Club 2.0 is in my sights.
Swapping snot.
Is this how Merkins get COVID?
This is how Merkins get COVID, yes.
I believe that approximately 75% of the brain is... And I don't know about these brains. How much water's in these brains?
Roll investigation.
Oh, it's a 9. It's so good.
You have no idea how much percent of water is in these brains.
It's squishy.
I'm just going to use my free item interaction to just poke it and see how watery it feels. Does it feel watery?
I mean, with that 9 investigation, you just aren't sure. It's moving around. He's stressed out from you flying up his nose.
All right, fine. I'm going to cast create or destroy water on his brain.
Fuck.
Which allows me to...
you could drown him?
Create up to 10 gallons of clean water within range in an open container. I mean, that seems like his skull cavity, right? Yeah. Or alternatively, I destroy up to 10 gallons of water in an open container within range, and that's what I want to do.
Wow. I want you to take inspiration. That's really creative. So you, Emberly, go. You sink your fingies in this soft, spongy substance and cast this. Do you still, like, burn that white light? Do you want to describe it?
Yeah, you see lots of steam come out of his ear holes.
And you just hear... Ew.
You almost see, yes, steam starts pouring out his nostrils, his tear ducts, and his ears. And you almost see his head start, like, caving in. I'm going to automatically have his damage for that. Because that, I mean, I'm not going to let you get an instant win. But, like, he would get very, very hurt from this.
Do it again.
Do it again. He's not looking good. Is that it for you, Emberly?
No, I'm going to use my bonus action to cast guidance on...
You have to touch a creature to cast guidance on them.
Oh, fuck! All right, hold on.
Sorry about that.
Hang on. I'm going to cast Thaumaturgy. And per your rules, that's a bonus action, right? Thaumaturgy, because it doesn't do damage.
Correct. My house rule is you can cast a cantrip as a bonus action if it does not do damage.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to make some... low range audio noises in his brain space with whatever brain he has left to detect it.
Alrighty. Is that it for you, Emberly?
That's it.
Valen, you're up with the giant merkin with a hat on deck.
Cool. Valen's just gonna do the warlock thing and use Eldritch Blast.
I like how we all changed it up and then Valen's like, I'm gonna Eldritch Blast.
I'm still gonna Eldritch Blast.
Classic.
I'm going to target the guy that's in lava.
The one with the hat on.
That is a dirty 20.
Nice.
And a 13.
Your dirty 20 hits, your 13 does not.
Because that didn't hit, I'm going to go ahead and use Favor by the Gods, the feature special I have. Once per short rest, if failing a saving throw or a missed attack, I can roll a D. I can roll 2d4 to try to bump it.
Okay.
That's a 19.
That succeeds. Just tell me your total damage. I don't want to math anymore.
That's 17 damage for that one.
The hat guy is up with garbage on deck. He is like feeling the skin starting to slop off of his shins and calves, and he attempts to get out of this lava pit. I'm going to roll to see if he does. He rolled a 23 on strength.
Oh,
he absolutely
shit.
Does. He gets out. Boom, boom. I need Squeak and Garbage to roll dexterity saving throws as this lava is being sloshed out from his legs, flying into the air. See if you get burned.
Squeak rolled a 20.
Garbage rolled a 21.
Yeah, you both are able to kind of move your heads as the stuff gets splashed on.
Now you're just not playing fair.
And he's going to take out a huge great axe from behind his back. It's so large. It's garbage. It's like 4 times your size as it twists in a circle and he goes down on your shoulder, garbage. He goes down on your shoulder. Does 19 hit you, garbage?
Yeah, but I just moved out of the way.
No, you dodged lava. You didn't move.
Oh.
Okay, a 19 hits you. So that's going to be, where is my D8? 17 points of damage
God
as this great axe comes down on you, garbage, slashing into your shoulder. Teepees, some of his fur gets cut, and he screams from atop your head like Ratatouille. And then he lifts it back up and just goes,
I've always wanted a lucky rabbit's foot.
Gonna slam down you there, Squeak. Does a 22 hit you, Squeak?
Let's check. Is Emberly within 5 feet of me?
Garbages.
Emberly's not though.
I'm within 5 feet of you.
These guys are like 20 feet tall. I don't think actually she would be.
No, okay. I was trying to add up my shield. I get a bonus if I have allies near me. Then yes, it will hit.
Okay, Squeak. You take 18 points of damage as this great axe comes down over you on kind of like your back shoulder blade area.
Oh. Don't forget, Garbage, you have uncanny dodge.
Ooh, wait, what does that do?
It halves your damage.
Too late.
Is it too late?
Just Dean.
It's too late, baby.
To apologize. Fine. Do you want uncanny dodge, Garbage?
I mean, we're still resolving the monster's turn.
That's, no, it's true. He's also a near player. I shouldn't be a dick. Be a nice DM.
Wait, that's your DM tip of the week.
Be nice.
Okay. You want half the damage? You get this bitch some Oreos.
Don't you start shit.
Yeah, dude. I asked for Oreos.
Don't you start shit.
Sam goes, Oreos, Sam. I'll take full damage.
For the good of the party.
I'll take full damage. Oh, fuck.
I will take full damage.
They're double stuffed Oreos. I'll take the full damage.
They are.
Remember that choice later, Sam. Samuel.
Garbage, you're up with the bald guy that's Emberly's up his brain cavities on deck.
Okay. So I am going to absorb the full blow from that one dude because I ain't getting Oreos for no one. I just took out my blaster and I just started shooting.
You get one attack.
I started to shoot.
I shot.
I started shooting. And I'm going to shoot the one with the axe that just hit me. And I'm going to aim for the face.
One with a dumb hat.
Yeah.
It's not dumb. It's quite nice.
Does a 27 hit?
Abso-fucking-lutely it does.
Hell yeah, brother. That's 37 damage.
Fucking what the shit? Is this working right? Oh my god, the rogue.
So Garbage is gonna shoot him in the face and be like, fuck your hat.
You all watch as Tiny Garbage aims up and half of this guy's facial cavity gets blown off. You see like the sinus track and his eye kind of hangs down below his cheekbone, ear gone, hat blasted back. Guess what? He's also bald. And he just has giant spindly fingers covering the hole as black blood kind of oozes out, kind of sizzling.
You can't lie if you don't have a mouth.
He was technically the truth boy, but yes.
That's what he gets.
You got anything else, Garbage?
No.
Bald one is up with Squish on deck. But right before this guy goes, you guys are all watching as this all kind of pans out, and all of a sudden, it's almost like you hear the sound of a stereo going down with this big noise. It's almost like you have earmuffs muffling your ears for a second. A pressure kind of makes you get goosebumps along your spine, and then the sound comes back, and you all take like a point of a second to look around, like, what the fuck was that? And it just feels off and icky the way that that. Whatever it was approached you.
Was that Phantom winning the Vault's nautical?
I mean, maybe. Who knows, right? And then this bald one with Emberly in his nostrils, he's just flailing. And he's actually going to start running. And he's going to try to step on you, Garbage.
Why me? God damn.
Because you didn't get her Oreos!
Garbage, does a 13 hit you?
I'm going to do uncanny dodge.
Well, wait. Does a 13 hit you?
Does a 13 hit you?
No.
Okay, then don't waste it.
I'm going to take half the damage.
It's deja vu. I got hit way too hard on my first turn.
Fucking masochist over here. He's like, no, it didn't, but will you try it again?
No, that does not hit Garbage.
Why are you saying like that?
Dun, dun, dun. And then he sees he's trying to run away from this agonizing noise in his head as there's no water in his body. He's kind of looks like his skin's melting as he's panic running. A Squish. Does a 12 hit you?
Negative.
So he comes up to you, Squish, but he kind of, his eyes are like really not focusing correctly. He has no depth perception and he thinks that you're just something he can't get past. He kind of like comes to a halt and he just like flails his arm and he's gonna try to hit you, Squish. God, my dice hit me. I'm assuming a 7 does not hit you.
Correct. Negative. No hit. No joke.
Okay. He hits the ground next to you, and you kind of look to your side and see all the stonework get completely pummeled, but you escape unscathed as he stands in front of you, his head caving in, monster, this grotesque facial expression on him. And Squish, you are up with Squeak on deck.
We're going to bonus action Searing Smite, which is going to make the sawed-off shotgun that she's pulling out glow like even brighter. So she's going to attack, and then since he's there, we're going to go ahead and take out the sawed-off shotgun that glows real bright. And then we're going to do that. Yep. that is going to be a 14 to hit.
That hits.
So Lightbringer is going to do 13 for that.
Squish. Anything else?
The extra Searing Smite is going to do an additional 1d6 damage. 1d6 fire damage.
Ooh.
And then at the start of each of its turns, it needs to make a con save for me.
What does your magic look like on that moment?
So since we're using Lightbringer, the sawed-off shotgun, so she's going to blast it once. It's going to be like the normal or bright radiant damage, and then it's going to continue up as like roaring, like so you know when you use like bellows on a flame, bellows on a flame, and it does all like the embers and the ash that kind of just like sparks up. It's gonna start sparking up his outfit. Looks kind of like silky robey, so I'm just imagining that it's just like one giant like fire hazard.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, absolutely. It's like all the little bits of thread are catching on fire.
Exactly, which is really not the best for a lava field, but you know, whatever. He does him.
These guys were definitely probably didn't come to this Waltz Nautical by choice, so just to get a little insight there.
I am gonna go ahead and step into here. If he wants to take his opportunity attack, that's fine by me.
Okay, he will. But I am rolling natural ones like crazy today. So I'm assuming that doesn't hit. And actually, since he did hit a natural one, he's going to hit his own foot.
Cool. Love that for him.
And do one damage to himself.
Don't hurt. Yep. So then we're going to finish our movement and come back here. And that'll be Squish's turn.
Okay. Squeak, before you go, you all see Squish kind of rounding this corner. And then again, this time, as this weird sound hits you in vibration, you kind of see blackness, like almost like you're about to pass out on the sides of your vision, and it comes back, and the sound comes back, and you feel like almost exhausted, like a weight was added to you. So Squeak, you're up with Emberly on deck.
Can I tell what caused that?
You can roll investigation if you'd like.
Squeak rolled a 9.
Yeah, Squeak, as you look around, there's just too much going on around you.
I'm going to click a button on my taser so an actual like blade pops out of it instead.
Oh,
and
that's
I'm
cool.
Going to try to chop off the guy's hand that's holding the stone. The whole reason why we're even in this fight.
Okay. Someone's on Emberly's team.
Is a 17 hit?
Sure does.
For 9.
So not only do you perfectly cut off his hand, but how do you want to actually end his life?
Oh, that seems anticlimactic. I feel like his hand falls off and like he just catches the hand with the stone in it, and he's like, yeah, and then like he looks up and the guy looks down at him and then just like falls over and dies.
He just falls in the lava pool. Just
he tries to do the Terminator thing, but he has no hands, so it's just the stump going in the ground.
Yeah, and he just falls. Yeah, falls in lava. So with the last thing you've seen is that stump go underneath.
He's trying to give a thumbs up, but there's no thumb.
Squeak, you just have this hand almost twitching, holding a blue stone that starts to dim in color. It becomes, instead of a bright glowing blue stone, it's starting to turn into like more of a deep ocean wave color. And yeah, anything else for you, Squeak?
Well, yeah, I guess I'll re-click my taser portion on this and I'll stab the fat man's leg with my taser.
You have two attacks?
Yeah.
Amazing.
the 26 hit?
Absolutely.
14.
Damn.
He... And my neighbors are probably like, what in the fuck was that? And then you see him kind of crash to one knee. And really, that is a pretty big crash. And quickly, I need you to roll a constitution saving throw from inside his brain cavity to make sure you don't get squished.
Okay.
No offense, squish.
23 is a nat 20, BB.
Oh, yeah, you're perfectly able to navigate. You actually probably get to a better part of his brain.
Lobotomy.
Anything else, Squeaky?
No, that ends my turn. I guess in my downtime, I'll pry these fingers off this stone as I'm standing there.
Emberly,
mm-hmm.
It's your turn. And as you kind of just felt this jostling, but you used it to your advantage, you hear almost in the back of your mind as your vision starts to black a little bit on the sides, you hear the voice of your grandmother. And she says, Emberly, wait.
Oh, no.
Don't go up the nose.
She's already past that point of no return.
Go away, Grandma. does this seem like it is related to that? It's related to that wave that passed through or sound went away?
Roll investigation as your bonus action if you want.
As my bonus action?
Yeah, if you're investigating something in a 6-second turn, it's going to take away your bonus action. Right.
Well, it's 20.
Yeah, it feels very connected.
Fuck! Does that fit? Can I tell what that pulse was?
Not when you're inside a brain cavity and you can't look around.
But does it feel like it was, like, magical? And if so...
Yes! It feels magical.
Follow-up question. When I got the vision from the Feywilds, did that... feel similar?
No.
Grandmama? Hello?
No response.
Okay.
Did anyone else hear this?
No, it was only to Emberly.
Did it feel like my grandma?
I don't think we'll have...
It was a 20!
Yeah, but I already gave you a lot for that 20.
What did you tell me?
I told you that you knew that it was magical and that you knew it was connected to the sound going down and that it was outside of his body.
And that wasn't connected to the Feywild.
It wasn't connected to the Feywild.
And your granny didn't call you back.
Wait, and do what? What does that mean?
Maybe she wanted to teach you about consent before you go into somebody's orbit.
A little late for that, Grandma Ma.
If I may offer a suggestion, get out of the brain.
She's going to cast Pass Without a Trace. Yeah, and then she's going to fly out of his nostrils.
Okay. Since you're trying not to be detected, roll stealth. All of you feel this wave of fiery magic kind of land upon your shoulders, and you feel more dexterous than you did before.
It's a 24, and it's a nat 20.
Wow, so it's actually a 34.
Yep, that's right. Bitches.
You fly out of this nostril, and not even the snot clinging to your heels is seen by anyone as you fly away up towards Valen, deeper into this cavern. And he just... Oh. As the sound of your thaumaturgy kind of leaves him, it is now Valen's turn.
Valen!
But Valen, as you're prepping your magic, deciding what you're going to do in this quick time frame, you don't even see Emberly approaching because she's so stealthy. Valen, you hear, try again, the voice of Bart, and almost your body reacts like you're going to get hit.
Valen's just going to take a quick look back, and he sees no one there.
Roll perception for me.
Is this the bonus action?
No.
That is a 19.
As you look down, you see the very end of this tunnel, a black, shadowy figure with just blue eyes staring at you. He's about 100 feet away from you.
I am going to turn around, and I'm going to shoot him with my Eldritch Blast. 27 and 23.
The 27 hits.
23 doesn't hit?
Nope.
Holy fuck. Okay. That is going to be 10 damage. And then just, again, he's going to burn 2 more sorcery points and try again. 26.
Hits.
That's another 10 points of damage.
Yeah, so as you're shooting, Valen, like hitting with, you know, some of these Eldritch Blasts, you make eye contact and those deep, bright blue piercing eyes look very familiar to you. Do a wisdom saving throw for me.
That's a 26.
impressively, you save. And as you feel like this voice of Bart kind of echoing in your head and grabbing on as you do this damage and look in those eyes, this is Dion Centric, the boy when you first met on this mission that you gave your dagger to.
Oh, shit.
Bringing it back to episode one.
Val's going to yell down the hallway. Hey, fucker, I want my knife back.
Garbage, you're up.
So Garbage is going to focus with the guy ahead. And he's just going to keep blasting. Pew, pew, pew. Oh, does a 12 hit?
Nope.
Yeah, that's going to end my turn.
No problem. Garbage, as you go to hit him with your blaster, a vision fills your face of a figure on a floor of an alley and Lilith standing over them. And then you kind of come to, and that's why you miss when you shoot.
Garbage is instantly going to take a knee and be, like, visibly shaken.
This bald guy's up. As you take a knee, he leans over you and grabs a dagger from his hand and goes to slash down on Squeak.
Squeaky!
What did I do?
Let's not get a nat one this time, guys. Ooh, it's a natural 20. Yeah, so you hit 35 damage, Squeak, as it just kind of tears across your clavicle down into your chest.
Owie.
And he just goes,
water, need water.
And then he's going to go again to stab you again. Oh, does an 8 hit?
No.
Okay. And he misses, just grabbing at his big, flabbery double chins. Now this shadowy figure with these piercing blue eyes that Valen has identified as someone none of you would know, named Dion Centric, makes eye contact with you, Valen, and you see a hand lift up. A pale white hand of maybe a 17-year-old boy with a dagger that used to be yours. It points at you, and I need a wisdom saving throw.
That's 21.
Valen, you kind of close your eyes, shielding mentally from this. You feel a stab of magical attack, and you hear a soft from way echoing on the other side of 100 feet in this deeper into this chamber. The chamber's pure black with just splashes of red from these lava pools lighting it up. And then I am going to say that Squish, you're up next with Squeak on deck.
You're going to have to try harder than that, fucker.
You do hear Valen say that, so you know there's something else ahead.
Okay. Yeah, Squish's ears are just, she's not really sure where all these sounds are coming from, and it's kind of upsetting her, so she's going to make a sound of her own. It's going to be like a really loud, low bell, and she's going to be casting Toll the Dead on Bald Guy. He needs to make a wisdom saving throw for me.
That's a 1.
Cool, well, he fails, but he only takes 4 damage, so there's that.
So loud.
That was a real big bummer. Let's go ahead and do bonus action. Who was it that was super duper hurt again? Was it Garbage again?
No, it me.
Bonus action. Squeak, you okay there, bud? And that's going to be...
No.
No.
We'll go ahead. We'll go ahead and do third level healing word. For a grand total of 11 points of healing damage, healing for Squeak. And then I think that's going to be our turn.
Okay.
Is that it?
Oh.
No more?
As it's healing you, it's going to feel like, you know, like when your leg is coming back to life and it feels like there's like a whole bunch of spidery tinglies going up your damaged parts. It's not going to feel comfortable.
Squeak, as you feel this healing, hear a voice in your head, kind of that again, and it's
I don't know how long I have, but I need your help.
And you know this voice to be someone you know of your past named KL. And it's your turn with Emberly on deck.
Well, Squeak is gonna be a little bit more impassioned to end this now, so he is going to take a big swing at this man. We're going off taser mode, and we're just going to try to chop his leg off at the knee. 11
doesn't hit.
The second attack. 12.
Still doesn't hit.
I got other things to worry about, and I'm just going to, I'm going to bunny hop.
Okay.
So he'll hop 20 feet.
Holy shit, you can hop 20 feet?
Yeah.
God damn.
What kind of bullshit is that?
No opportunity attacks.
It's like my whole movement speed.
Yeah, you feel a hand swipe under your feet, but it absolutely doesn't even come close.
But you can't fly, though, bitch.
Can I bonus action grapple Emberly so I can fly?
I mean, she's about the size of a thumb right now, so probably not.
So it's easy to grapple her is what you're saying.
I mean, yes, but she won't be able to lift you.
I got what I needed. I got that stone. I'm running along.
Okay.
I've got the infinity stone.
One down. Emberly.
Bonus action. Oh, I don't. Okay,
oh,
I don't get one.
Sorry. I thought hop was your bonus action.
Oh, it was.
Oh, okay. Emberly,
but
you're up with Valen
Nundek.
But I think
what I'll do with my reaction is... No, nothing yet, I guess.
The worst. Emberly, you're up with Valen. Emberly, go quickly.
How does everybody look right now?
Injured.
Injured.
I kind of don't expect Emberly to have healing spells.
Joke's on you, bitch. I'll just heal garbage.
Hell yeah. I'm amenable to that.
Am I more injured than garbage? Are you bloodied, garbage?
I've seen better days.
Okay. I'm going to cast Healing Word. And I'm going to cast it on Squeak because I'm running in this direction. I probably see him first. But I'm going to cast Shield of Faith on Garbage. Which way are we going, guys?
As you grow in size and you slam this healing and then you cast this on Garbage, as you fly up past Valen, you see these piercing blue eyes from the shadow. And again, that from you hits Emberly, and you hear your grandmother again saying, "Why couldn't you just do what you were told?" I need a wisdom saving throw.
Rude. 23.
Damn, you guys are really good at that. Okay. yeah, you feel like this magic kind of hit you, but you hold fast to your present situation and are fine. Are you done with your turn?
Does that feel like a memory to me?
No.
All right.
Valen, you're up with Garbage on deck.
Valen's going to advance the 15 feet that he can.
I need a wisdom saving throw.
For moving?
Mm-hmm.
14.
Fails. So as you walk forward, Emberly, almost like a cinematic shot, you're watching Valen, wings flare, start to move up, and then just crash to his knees, holding his head.
Oh, shit.
Valen, everything goes black in front of you. You just feel the whip and crack of a lash on your back.
Try again!
And you feel the pulse of a stone that now is broken in your hand, raging and fighting. And you just hear, "I always knew you were worthless. But really, this is the best you can do." And you fall into a flashback, Valen. As your knees impact on this cave floor, you open your eyes. They're on smooth, dark cobblestone of a dungeon floor. You look at your hands, and they're your hands, but from so many years ago. And behind you, hear the steady, heavy breathing of Bart, your old mentor and Six's father. He holds a whip and stares down at you.
Where are we?
Silence, silence, silence. And he silence. Smacks you across the face. Your young tiefling horns barely grown far enough that he can actually reach your cheek and not get hurt by them. And just then, you hear a door open. And a woman comes forward. She has pale skin and the reddest of lips. She has two sets of horns, two going up and two going down. And she's covered in the most beautiful golden jewelry, all in reds and blacks, except for one pendant on her neck that is a royal sapphire blue. And she looks at Bart and says,
"Rise, young tiefling, and do not fear me."
Little baby Valen is scared.
Kind of looks up at Bart for, like, approval. Like, doesn't want to disobey Bart because he doesn't know who this girl is. So he's, like, looking at a person who's been in his, who's been in his ward of for approval to stand up before he gets up.
He nods at you.
Okay, Balin gets up, kind of brushes the pant, the dirt off his pants.
Hi, how's it going?
Just like his father and Torment, you do not speak unless spoken to.
And she looks you up and down and kind of starts walking in a circle around you. Bart takes a step back into the shadows, and as she gets to the front of you again, you see in her face, her looking at your eyes and the tips of your ears and your hands. There's almost a familiarity that she's recognizing, and she says,
"Tell me, do you want power, Valen?
I want to be stronger.
Do you want magic?"
This whole time he's been kind of looking down at the ground, not making eye contact with her. Then this is the first time he kind of like lifts his head up and looks at her, and then looks at Bart, and then looks back at her and goes, yeah.
Good, good. We want to feed that hunger. Satiate that sweet taste for power and magic. But first we have to make what is called a pact. Do you know what a pact is, Valen?
Not really.
It means we make a deal, a promise to each other. I will give you magic and ways to make you more powerful. And in return, you will simply do quests or check things off my to-do list. I'm looking for certain items out in this beautiful star system. That sounds like something you would want.
And Bart kind of stands behind you as she says that, this like ominous shadow. So you have temptation in front of you and fear behind you.
So I'd be able to go exploring and see the universe?
Oh yes. You'll be able to see the star system. You'll be able to see into realms you didn't even know existed. You'll be able to see into people's very souls.
And this is like maybe the first time in a long time that he's done this since he was with his mom. But he like steps up and he looks at her and he like rolls his shoulders back. And finally like accepting of the fact that he might have some kind of power and be able to stand up on his own and won't have to deal with the abuse that he's been dealing with from Bart. And yeah, so he's like for the first time he's kind of standing proud, like accepting.
She looks at Bart almost evilly, her eyes like hooded, and then looks back at you and smiles.
I know it's hard to be away from family.
And she looks almost disgusted as she says it.
But now we'll enter this pact, and your training will begin. Now it'll be hard, Valen, but all good things come when you work hard. And you will also get this.
She holds a green gem that almost pulses with energy and warmth.
Are you ready, Valen, to begin? I promise I'll never leave your side.
He looks up and like shakes his head, like eagerly, like yes, I'm ready.
She reaches out her thin fingers towards your chest as she's kneeling and you're standing tall, and these long blood red nails just barely touch the top of your shirt, and pain explodes in your chest as these divots of like cuts and scars rip up your chest, just peeking into your neck, and you feel magic pulse through your veins, but it almost calls to her as if it's trying to fight something. And she just smiles and laughs and then says,
Valen! Valen!
And then you hear, as you snap out of it, Valen! From Squeak screaming at you. And you are now incapacitated and cannot do anything for your turn.
Fuck. Okay.
Rude. He needs Garbage's words of affirmations right now.
Arlen's pissed at me. He's not even talking.
No, I know exactly what's going on. Because based on...
I mean, you failed your wisdom saving, so you don't, actually.
No. I meant, like, who that is and why he's so powerful.
Yes.
Thanks for sharing before you were incapacitated. That's helpful.
Oh, you're like 40 feet away. I'm not going to have a conversation in 6 seconds.
That's true.
That's not how that works.
On our way here, you shouted back to us the whole time.
Garbage, you're up.
All right, so Garbage is still on his knees, taken aback by the words that he heard. He's going to grab both of his daggers in his hand. He's going to jump up and attempt to stab one in the chest of the giant in front of him and propel that to stab the other into the chin and hopefully into the brain of the giant.
So, are you using your bonus action then to do an offhanded attack?
Yeah.
Cool. Go ahead and roll your dagger twice.
So, that first one is 21, second one is 16.
Both those hit. So, you slam one into the chest and then one up towards the brain cavity into the temple, swinging with all your might. Go ahead and give me your damage on both.
So, a 7 piercing damage for the first one and an 8 piercing damage for the second.
You perfectly get enough hit points. So as you stab into his brain that's been sucked out of water, he and falls down. Garbage, you fall with him on his chest. And as you look up, your friends in front of you, you see Valen on his knees, and just over the horizon, over Valen's head, you see these piercing blue eyes. I need a wisdom save from you.
I don't think Garbage would be looking towards his friends right now.
Okay, that's fine. Never mind. Either way, you're going to have to roll this, so we can flavor it a different way if you want.
Wisdom saving?
Yeah. It's going to be at the end of everyone's turn now that they're basically going to be rolling a wisdom save.
Rude.
I rolled a 3.
Garbage, your vision goes black. It's like the corners are just pulling in like a black mist, and all you see are these bright blue eyes that transform into the blue of a pendant as you're thrown back in time. You're in a dark alley. Mist kind of coming out of your mouth from the cold. You're abandoned on Stardust. You run down this alley, your feet pattering, and you're screaming.
Mom? Dad?
But you can't find them. You see glints of green eyes and daggers around every corner. And finally, at the end of one alley, you see them. Bodies of your parents. Cold. As you get on your knees and look into their faces, you hear your own voice of what you had said in that moment.
Mom, Dad, I love you so much. I won't let her get away from this. She did this, and she'll pay for it. I love you so much. Please. I love you. Please don't be gone. I love you.
It's like your heartbeat is trying to pull you back, but you grip tighter, hold tighter to their clothes just to hold their faces in your memory one more time. And you hold so tight, and then... as this memory starts to weave and fade into other foul things, you are incapacitated for the rest of your turn.
Fuck.
It is this mystery magic wielder's turn, Dion-centric. He is going to cast something on Emberly.
Rude.
Emberly, wisdom saving throw.
It's the 15.
Okay, that fails. So, Emberly, your vision kind of narrows into this tunnel vision as you just stare at that blue of his dagger. And as you blink once, almost in slow motion, and open that tiny blue spot, is stars everywhere. And almost a different plane as you feel yourself floating in existence. And you hear very far away that voice you know so well of your grandmother saying,
"How could you leave us, Emberly? Why would you do that?"
I think immediately her heart just sinks to the bottom of her chest, and her flames go from kind of like a pinky orange to, like, they're just completely guttered. There's like no flame in her at all. And she says, "Gamma, I didn't mean to leave you. I'm sorry."
As you say that, you see almost a shooting comet above your vision go by as you just float in this strange place. And then her voice echoes on the other side, almost like it's coming from a different direction, and it sounds closer.
"You had a responsibility. I thought you knew what this family meant.
I didn't know. I just..." She starts breathing really heavily. She's like, I thought that there would be more time, and I thought that there is so much of this galaxy that I'd never seen. I didn't know."
And then in front of you, almost floating towards you, you see her. Describe what your grandma looks like in your mind's eye at this moment.
She's got wings that look like a Luna moth. So they're green with like pink eyes. And she has long silver hair and probably pink eyes that look very similar to Emberly's.
And as you see this figure drifting, she kind of reaches out a withered hand almost close enough to touch you, but not quite, and says,
"Have you figured out the secrets? The thing this family has fought so long to protect?"
What secret? No.
And you feel like this almost warm draping on your shoulders, and you blink and see magma and fire and your friends all on their knees, and you realize you're on your knees, and you blink again, and you're back in that cool space. This time she's right in front of you, and she says,
"You have to protect it, or all will be lost."
Gamma!
And you are incapacitated for the rest of your turn. Squish, you look up. Valen has hit his knees. Emberly is on the floor, fire flames hitting the ground, which you've never seen. Garbage is on top of this creature, almost paralyzed with fear. It looks like he has blank eyes. And Squish, go ahead. What do you want to do? Only Squeak is there in front of you.
Miss Squeak is still pretty messed up.
Not too bad. Not bloody anymore.
Oh, not bloody anymore?
Not bloody anymore.
All right, so Emberly's down, Garbage is down, Valen's down, there is incapacitated also?
Yeah, they almost seem like you see their eyes kind of like going back and forth, but they're not seeing what's in front of them.
Just you and me, Toots.
Oof. Okay, I am going to yell at Valen since he's farthest down there. "Valen, snap out of it!" And that's going to be Dispel Magic.
Ooh.
Nice.
I need to make a spellcasting ability check, which will be...
Only if it's above level 4.
Yeah, only if... Okay, is it above level 4 spell?
Yes.
Rude.
So it's a 14.
Okay. Yeah, I rolled a 13. Then I was unsuccessful. Gonna look at Squeak and say, "Well, that did not work. Don't know.
Squeak's just like watching Squish panic.
Yeah, there's so much. I'm just like,
slap, do something.
Yeah. Okay, I got it. Gonna go up and like try to shake Emberly.
Yeah, as you go up and you start to shake her, you feel the heat of her body is so high right now, but you're still able to shake Emberly, because there's this disruptance on this spell haze vision on you. You can roll another wisdom saving. However, Squish, as you ran forward and you grab Emberly and start to shake, I also need a wisdom save from you because you've moved forward towards this blue-eyed menace.
God damn. It's a 16 from Emberly.
That fails. You almost now see a vision of your grandmother in front of you shaking you as you feel your body being shaken and just saying, why did you leave? Why?
You see the flames in her kind of like gutter.
Sad.
They turn like blue.
Squish, what about you?
Squish rolled a 15 for her wisdom save.
Yeah, as you are shaking her, your vision sees this figure in front of you, but your mind starts to slip away and it becomes almost tunnel vision until with one blink, you're not in that hallway anymore. You see your father in front of you, looking down at you with that face you love so much and that brow so strained. And he says, I know you understand the difference of power, from both the weapon and the bandage, my love. Yet here you are. Blood still makes you squeamish. And just the way memories can behave, your father's face kind of fades away, and this memory triggers a deep wound. And in front of you, you see your younger self.
You can see that she's significantly younger at this, kind of during this memory sequence. Young adult in the Griff world.
And you're walking down a very long hallway. Voices and faces kind of pass through, floating. You still hear your father's words echoing around you.
Blood still makes you squeamish.
Until you see the rival you had growing up, Tash. And she looks at you and spits.
Well, look. The little Griff who can't shoot to save his skin. Don't you have some bandages to wash somewhere?
That just triggers Squish. Just this... this overwhelming need to just scream at everyone who is just so ready for violence and thinks that strength and dominance is like the important things.
As you feel this triggering sensation, it feels like ropes are closing in around your wrists and your ankles, pulling you down deeper. It gets harder to breathe. You feel the tinking of metallic spiders crawling over you, voices still echoing everywhere. Frustration at constantly being misunderstood and constantly being underestimated. You see a broken tree, hands bloodied with splinters. You see a nest. You see decades of training being shoved into you. And finally, your knees slam. You're in a dark room. Your father crouched in front of you. He slams your gun in front of you.
You have to choose.
We've set an entire life up for you. No more healing. No more helping. You have to live up to what you were made to be.
She feels absolutely broken. Find a way to make her father appreciate how she's taking what he's taught her and putting it to, if not a better use, at least a ideal that she can get behind.
And as the good struggles so deeply against this weight and all this pressure, the blackness in your eyes, you are incapacitated and you cannot do anything for the rest of your turn. Squeak.
Okay.
All of these people around you are on their knees or fallen and look paralyzed.
I am a pretty magical boy. Do I know? Can I like sense what's going on here?
Roll our arcana or investigation. Also, I would say we're out of initiative.
18.
Yeah, it's definitely high enough. You can tell that this figure down at the end of the hallway has some kind of mental grasp on your friends. That's kind of like probing and being almost like in their minds, creating these visions that are freezing them. And as you look down and you see this pale hand with the blackened fingertips almost like shadow covering them, you can see that he is straining, like the veins on his neck popping out. There's a vein in his forehead as he's trying to hold on to these multiple visions at the same time.
Okay. Do I think that they can try to resist again on their next turn or not?
Let me answer you easily. Yes, you feel like they could resist, but they would need intervention.
Okay. Maybe this will be enough intervention. You can tell me with what I'm planning to do. So, reluctantly, he's going to touch his ear cuff and twist it, and it's going to activate a third level bless, and you're going to see like a shimmering crown float down and like sit between his ears on his head, and then four tabards are going to appear on each person in the party with like a family crest on it as he blesses the party.
Ooh, that's cool.
What appears on us?
Like a tabard?
Say it louder for the peasants in the back.
A tabard? how do you describe a tabard? It's kind of like, you know, in like Game of Thrones and things, the sleeveless cloaks with like
It's a sleeveless jerkin.
Google it.
Okay. I'm doing it. Okay, got it.
You're jerking on us?
I'm jerking on you.
Oh my god.
he just jerked all
on all four of you.
Okay. Yeah, these things kind of lay upon, but as you're concentrating, I need a wisdom save from you.
A 17. But if that is a fail, I'm going to use my reaction to add a +4 as my arcane magic helps boost me.
It is a fail.
So then 21.
A 21 passes. So you feel the voice of Kale again start to talk in your ears and you know. And it kind of goes in one in one ear and out the other. And you're like holding on to this concentration and you hear, as this figure starts stepping down these steps of this little raised platform, walking so casually as he holds his hand out and grasping. And you can tell his thumb is kind of loose, whereas the other four fingers are holding the other four members of your party. He's starting to approach everyone who's still in the grasp.
Can I move closer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone who's still in the grasp, I need you to roll me that wisdom saving throw to see if you get out of it.
Valen rolled a 31.
Ooh, good job.
Squish originally rolled a 9.
Oh, no.
Oh, bad job.
Squish and Garbage get their D4 on top of it.
Oh.
But adding a D4 gives us...
And you get to add a 3 from my aura.
Makes it a 14 for Squish.
So Garbage rolled a 16.
That's a 27 for Emberly with those buffs.
Who rolled under a 20?
Shit.
Squish.
Garbage.
Okay. Garbage, that image of your mother, and you're still trapped in this. Squish, again, you for that disappointed sigh of your father. Valen, you feel just as Bart's hand was around your throat, your eyes open, and you see Dion walking towards you. One of his fingers kind of goes flat. Emberly, your fire almost flames bright as you lift your head up and see Squish above you, almost trapped in a trance, and you look up to see Valen grasping for breath and this figure walking towards you. Squeak, you see two of your pet party members are now coming out of it, and as this figure is walking forward, he says,
Well, magic. It's apparently not going to do it for all of you.
And this is not the voice that you had heard of the boy you gave your dagger to so long ago.
So how close is he?
He is about 40 feet from you.
I was going to cast Mage Hand to try to close his hand, but it's 30 feet away. I only have 30 feet of that.
As he's getting closer, I will give it to anyone who's not in the vision. You see the shadows kind of pulse around him, and it's almost like that black pulse that was kind of coming into the edge of your vision. As he just head down, chin almost to his chest, the lava pools having a soft red light glowing up like a kid who's holding a flashlight when they're telling scary stories as he's just walking closer.
Is it like he has an aura of his own?
Yes.
Can I tell that Squish behind me is still incapacitated?
I don't know. Be true to the story. You just, and you're looking up, seeing this figure coming towards you.
No, I don't think I would. Actually, because I think Valen is so focused on Dion. He's got tunnel vision right now. But I will cast Thaumaturgy.
Okay.
I'm going to basically elevate my voice, like, to kind of shake and just be like, Lilith, let him go!
Lilith.
And he's still just walking forward.
Lilith is nothing compared to the power and patrons I have.
I need Squish and Garbage to roll me a wisdom saving throw.
They both get their D4 again.
Sure do.
Ooh, Garbage rolled a nat 20.
And then Squish also gets a +3. Not that she needs it, but, you know, let's just be thorough.
Just to be thorough. Squish rolled a 23, 26, a 30 wisdom save.
Fuck yeah.
So now all of you have broken free. You're all kind of panting the weight of these memories on you. No one else heard the memories of what you heard, but you have it deep within you. It's definitely rattled you. And he clenches his fist. You see frustration as the veins kind of go away. Frustration. He takes a paper out, throws it to you, and says, the council sends their regards. Snaps his fingers, and he disappears. And that is where we're going to end the session.
What the fuck?
Colin grabs the paper.
We'll do that next session.
Colin grabs the paper. He grabs the paper. He snags it. I'm going to take that knife away and stab him in the throat.
Well, it's sad because if you listen to episode 1 in the story of him, he was this kid on the Idal space station that was bullied and treated like shit, and he created their first ship. And Valen was the first person who gave him hope and gave him a dagger and was like, tell those kids to fuck off, basically. And then about 20 episodes in, they saw a wanted poster. It's a Dion-centric missing from a Idal space station wanted. They totally ignored the side quest of that. And then now this is the result of that.
No!
Because the council has been searching for this to people for who are putting together the canon for a really long time. And he would have technically been the last person they made contact with.
Way to go, Val. Way to go.
50 episodes later, here he is. But anyways, thank you so much for listening to the Dungeon Boys podcast. You've heard me say this 19 million times. Unless it's your first episode, then you should probably go to the beginning or episode 50 and start there. But anywho, you can find us on all the social medias. We are on Instagram, Twitch, Discord, Blue Sky, TikTok, X, Reddit, and some other ones that I can't remember right now. But yeah, you can find us there with some fun graphics, some fun fan art, some art by me, some pictures, yada yada. The biggest ones were on our Discord and Instagram. Oh, we're on Facebook too. I kind of forget that exists sometimes. Maybe we should make a MySpace. But anyways, yeah, thank you so much for joining. And per usual, may all your space travels be safe.